USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke at CPAC. He said his comments on the death of American college student Otto Warmbier in North Korea have been misinterpreted.
And I'm in such a horrible position because in one way, I have to negotiate. In the other way, I love Mr. and Mrs. Warmbier, and I love Otto. And it's a very, very delicate balance. He was a special young man, and to see what happened was so bad.
There's a tentative agreement in the week-long Oklahoma-California teachers' strike over money, class size, and school resources. A vote is expected this weekend by the rank and file. President Keith Brown of the Oakland Teachers Association.
The people of Oakland have spoken. The people of Oakland is saying that our students are a priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist threw a bunch of tests and colonoscopy. I won't bore you with the details. Found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me. But I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders has kicked off his 2020 presidential campaign with his rally in his hometown, Brooklyn, New York. He returned to the Brooklyn College campus where he was a student.
We are going to transform this country.
He revived some of his older themes from his 2016 run.
And finally create an economy and a government which works for all of us, not just the 1%.
The Vermont senator will hold another rally on Sunday on Chicago's Navy Pier. Officials in Sacramento, California say they've decided not to bring criminal charges against two police officers who shot an unarmed black man to death last year. The officers say they believe that 22-year-old Stephen Clark had a gun as he ran into his grandmother's backyard. But investigators say he only had a cell phone. The shooting sparked nationwide protests. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The NFL is thinking about adding an official to help the field referees. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The league's agreed to study the concept of adding a so-called sky judge at the request of coaches who want to try to eliminate obvious officiating errors like a missed pass interference penalty in the NFC Championship game that helped the Rams beat the Saints.
But that should have been a penalty. And Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
The sky judge, which is already used in the Canadian Football League, would be an additional official placed in the press box tasked with assisting officials on the field. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's a busy week for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's planning a trip to Iowa to discuss the role of agriculture that helps bring prosperity to the American people. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo will deliver remarks to the Future Farmers of America meeting in Des Moines. He'll also meet with high school students that have an interest in public service careers. One of the highlights of his visit will be a tour of a research facility where he'll learn more about agriscience, innovation, and food security. His visit will also include a meeting with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. Terry Branstad, the former governor of Iowa and now the U.S. ambassador to China, will accompany the secretary during the visit. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.